Fridays are when we check in with the Sacramento Business Journal to talk about the week's business news. Digital editor Sonia Sorich joins us now. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Let's start with the story out of Natomas. It has to do with the Sleep Train Arena property where the Sacramento Kings used to play.
Yeah, that's right. The Kings filed plans to transform that property and its surroundings into a mixed-use development with an urban village feel.
So mixed-use meaning housing and commercial development.
Exactly. There's lots of public interest in this 183-acre property, and this news was a major step forward. Basically, the Kings are eyeing something that could be like the Bridge District in West Sacramento, or sort of a hybrid of Midtown and Downtown Sacramento.
Exactly how big would this thing be?
Well, the site could have up to 1.18 million square feet of commercial development and more than 2,000 residential units. Officials with the Kings also emphasized that they're seeking flexibility in the city's entitlement review for the plan. What actually gets built will depend on interest from tenants, builders, and partner developers. Now, build-out is expected to take several decades, and it doesn't have an estimated dollar value yet.
Well, what's been going on lately at that Sleep Train Arena property? I mean, since the new arena opened downtown, has it been like a ghost town or something?
Well, not entirely. The Stockton Kings and the Kings Youth Program do use the practice facility on the site, and the parking lot has also been used for autonomous vehicle testing. Now, those are just a few of the recent uses. However, we probably won't see adaptive reuse of the arena itself. The Kings say the building has structural issues that make eventual demolition likely.
I remember the Kings once wanted to attract Amazon or some other big company to that site. What happened to those plans?
Yeah, initially the Kings and local officials tried to get a large user like Amazon, Kaiser Permanente, or even University of California, Davis there. Those efforts were unsuccessful, and now representatives from the Kings decided that they first needed a comprehensive master plan for the site. Now, that master plan could eventually lure those big users that we're talking about. This plan is expected to have a strong jobs component that suggests office space, though there would also be some retail development.
And more recently, there's been some talk of the Sacramento Zoo moving out of Land Park and to that Sleep Train Arena property. What's the chance that'll happen?
Kings officials haven't publicly responded to that idea. Their reuse plan does allow for some large-scale entertainment uses, but they say representatives from the zoo haven't approached them directly yet. It's also unclear how the zoo idea would work in terms of land ownership and costs.
Moving on to some food news, the local franchisee for 8 Dickey's barbecue restaurants is closing those locations and reopening them under his own barbecue brand. What's behind this decision?
Well, the local franchisee thinks the Dallas-based chain has been declining, but representatives from Dickey's in response say that their brand is strong and growing. Now, either way, those 8 local restaurants will become a new concept from that franchisee called Sideburn Barbecue and Brew. The same local franchisee reopened a former Dickey's restaurant in Midtown as a Euro shop earlier this year.
Does this mean the Dickey's brand is no longer in the region?
No. According to the chain's website, there are 4 other local sites, and those have separate ownership and will continue to operate as Dickey's.
And finally, an interesting startup was in the news this week. The Better Meat Company is raising capital to make meat more sustainable.
Yeah, this startup moved its headquarters to Sacramento to be part of the food community in Northern California. It currently operates out of a Midtown Sacramento co-working space, and it develops plant-based food blends that can be added to ground meats to cut costs, add nutrition, and produce meat products more sustainably.
Are these products in stores?
No, the company does not have sales yet, but it hopes to target customers such as corporate cafeterias, hospitals, schools, and the military.
Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. Thanks.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. And follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.